Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
To Power Start Your Day, this is Nicola Smith Jackson, and we are going to reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is for you to build a big business. Now, listen, guys, we're here Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848, or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Now, we have been talking about how to give your network marketing business a big boost. Did you get something out of our first episode? Because there was a command for us to be fruitful, so that we can dominate in everything we do. And we know that when we're not dominating, there are a lot of issues that happen, not only in our business, but in our life. And we know that lack is creating a lot of problems, challenges, right? People are depressed. They don't feel like they're good enough. You got procrastination. People are stagnated in their business. People think that they've arrived. They got the I arrived nation issues. And so we talked about how you cannot, guys, as a leader, we are building up leaders here at Power Start Your Day, you cannot be the obstacle for your team's growth. We as leaders must always be the solutions. So we got to get on our game. So when we're talking about boosting our business, it starts first with self. It starts first with self. And so we got to go to God and we got to ask him, what are things that we should be doing? How can we at least, like, position ourselves with the proper balance and the information for us to give our businesses a big boost? You can't do all that by yourself. You're not all that, neither am I. So let's go to God together and ask him. He's a source. He's afraid of all things, including us. I love what Dr. Miles Monroe would say is that, listen, anytime you want to know about a creation, you got to go to a manufacturer's manual. And our manufacturer's manual is the Bible. And so let's go to God and let's ask him to show us what we need to do, family. Father God, we come before you. We honor you. We're so grateful we have another opportunity to serve you. We're so grateful that we are alive. We want to give you, oh Father God, the praise, the fruit of our lips, as we worship you on this day and give you all the praise and honor that you deserve. Dear Lord, we don't want to be the people that only call on your name in a tragedy, in an issue. We know that you are our God and you're here to guide and comfort us and to build us up. As we're seeking, Father God, your kingdom first and your righteousness, the laws, the principle, that now as we seek you, you'll unravel, unveil to us those mysteries so that we may have that abundant life. We're seeking that. We don't want to be a part of this world, oh dear Lord. We're just in it. And so as we are going forward to disrupt, oh Father God, the marketplace, making huge, huge imprints for your kingdom and elevating the people. We want to be a great example. We want to be consistent, not only in our words, especially in our faith. Dear Lord, on today, we're seeking that proper balance, that perfect balance, so that we may grow our businesses immensely. We know that when there is more resources, there are more people getting the help that's needed. We're seeing even now with the things that's happening in the earth, that your kingdom builders must start building. We have to be in overflow. We need more than enough, and we're coming to you according to Deuteronomy 8 and 18 as the Father, the one who gives us the ability to gain wealth. So, Daddy, we honor you. We thank you, and we want to do it your way, not ours. As we're pursuing greatness in your name, as we bless each and every person under the sound of our voice, and we cover them with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, and this prayer, amen. All right, guys, listen. You want to definitely come in the queue on today because we're going to be talking about some things around building a big business, boosting your business. And so we talked about, you know, starting a 90-day, game plan and why it's so important. What that game plan would do is it helps create stamina and even helps create the habits that are necessary for people to build their business and build it big. And now we're not talking about that temporary success. We're not talking about building businesses so that your titles or your ranks in your company keep fluctuating. We are talking about doing it big and continuing to grow. And we already know that still, even with that growth will consistently, you know, involve cycles where business may look like it's doing one thing or not. So today, what we're talking about that is extremely essential in boosting your business is we're talking about balance. So our word on today, I want you to go to Ecclesiastes. It's so funny that God will always take us to when we're talking about money, we're talking about balance. This is wisdom. Who are we going to? We're going to our wisdom brother, King Solomon. And in Ecclesiastes, in chapter 11, this is a powerful, powerful chapter that you've got to go read the whole chapter because this is where King Solomon upped me on the game of how to build big businesses, chapter 11 itself. But I want to point to chapter 11, verse 6. And he says, in the morning, sow your seed. And in the evening, do not withhold your hand. For you do not know which will prosper, either this or that, or whether both alike will be good. This is the people in their business who don't have balance in your business, in your structure. You know, you are seeking to get a big boost in your business. And I assure you, you pull out your back office, that's your bank account, right? Your back office is your company's bank account. And you go in there and you're going to see that you're overlooking some people, some sections of your organization that if you were to balance it out, it will boost your entire business. I can't tell you where most compensation plans, they have these things that will encourage you to sow seeds throughout your organization where the compensation plan will not allow you to go but so far unless you have some type of balance. Different companies create this balance request or demand on you in different ways. They won't allow you to go to the top of a huge amount of success with only one organization. Some of them may require two. Some of them may require up to five. It just depends. But however, most people will look in your organization and you can see where you've been sowing your seeds. You can see where majority of your time and energy or effort is going. And then that's the easy place. And most people don't like to be inconvenienced or uncomfortable. And some people don't even like to have conversations with people who they don't think are in it to win it. But you can't give your business a big boost until you're developing leaders throughout your entire organization. That's why it's extremely important as you're looking to give your business this big boost that you are doing an audit, that you need to surveil your organization and making sure that you are positioning those people and they are aware of your 90-day laws, that they are getting the nurturing that they need. And I'm not talking about getting on the phone and calling every single person. You need to make sure that they are plugged into the main system. When you are trying to move big masses of people, most people do it wrong. They get to a certain sudden they start doing these silo events and they're not plugging people into the major systems. I need you guys to understand here, you're talking to a network marketing pro. And if you want to look at any of the companies that have moved into $1 billion, you have, no matter what you're doing individually with your team, you have masses who congregate, whether they're congregating in groups online, whether they are, you know, congregating at their weekly meeting, that makes it huge. Let me tell you something. The larger groups of people that you have congregating, whether it's in groups online, whether it's at your weekly meetings, whether it's at your PBRs, it will now bring balance to your organization, especially if you make sure that those people in those legs, I don't like to call them weaker legs. I don't like to call them weaker legs. I say the legs that need some more substance, some legs that need maybe a little bit more development. These are the legs that you need to develop. And actually, as a leader, you are the one that needs to develop. For you to look at and recognize, these are some of the areas where now I must sow my seed. You sow seed in the morning in those legs that are moving. They don't really need you anymore. And I need you guys to understand something, especially for some of the seasoned leaders that may be listening in on the live. When you start hearing from your leader less and less, and you've already achieved, that means you should be duplicating, but you're still supposed to be plugging them in to the mainframe, your entire system, your entire team, your entire organization, because this is where your organization is strengthened and balanced when you're plugged into something big. I need you guys to understand something. I know a lot about network marketing, but I surely don't know everything. But I can tell you this one thing I know. I don't have it all, and neither do you. So I will never disconnect my leaders, no matter the fact that I may be the top earner in my company, what have you. I will never disconnect them from the main frame. Because if I did, there's no way that anyone will ever eventually retire on the beach. Many people start treating network marketing the same way that they treated their position at their job. They think that it's only one position for people, and as soon as they get to a certain level, they say, okay, I'm starting my own company, I'm starting my own business. That's anti-network marketing. You have to make sure that in order to create balance in your legs and in your business, that your entire team needs to be plugged into the mainframe. People will fall by the wayside. So bringing and giving your business a big boost is going to require you as a leader, everyone on the line, whatever company you're in, if your company has big groups, if your company has events, if your company, you need your leaders, especially to develop the legs that are needing to develop, they need to be plugged into as many of the top leaders as possible, and that happens. That happens wherever the company or the team is collaborating together, online, offline, and as we go into that, we start talking about the training. So now this way, the message, if you're doing a launch, the message becomes viral. It becomes bigger than you. And so as you are doing your audit and your surveil, and you start looking at those legs, because of many people, why are we talking about balance today, by the way, guys? Because some people have so much volume in their back office, and it does not serve them well. You're not cashing in at the bank off the volume because you're not balancing your organization and taking that audit and surveil so that you can use all of that volume, and then your checks will give a big boost. Your business will get a big boost. People will continue to work with the leaders and the teams that are doing the best because it's easy. Giving big boosts requires some energy. Creating synergy is where you bring, just like it is, you can bring people who are stronger and people who need more development, and you bring them together, and now it creates massive growth in your business. If leaders are not being developed, if they're just showing up, if they're just sprouting up, if you're only paying attention to the superstars who are already superstars, you're really not doing leadership or development, and you will not build or boost a big business. Because when you develop develop leaders. When you develop leaders, you need to understand this one thing. Now you're creating ride or die. Now you're creating longevity to your business. You can't get big boosts if you're losing people in your organization faster than you're gaining them. So you must gain and retain, and then natural attrition will occur, but you will still grow. Big boosts cannot come from huge surge of bringing people in and then don't develop them, and then now they fall off and you just keep replacing them. People are not replaceable. It's not like you got a pair of shoes and the sole falls off and you just say, oh, I get a new pair of shoes. That idea or that ideology in this industry, I'm not telling you that you're going to beg people to stay. I'm telling you, of course, that if you're developing leaders, you can have a conversation, hey, you know, this is not working for you. People need to stay in their companies for as long as it's serving them, as long as they are here enough to say that they put in the work, that they plug in. You will find that many of the leaders who don't put in the work, who don't plug in, those are the ones who fall to the side. But you as a leader can never be the obstacle. You must be the solution. And if you're not plugging your people in to the main frame of your company where they get to look and see growth from all different angles, not just your idea about it, they get to see it from multiple leaders, and they now increase their belief. In order for you to have big boosts in your business, you must also have big belief in your organization. And so what I need you guys to understand that as you're rolling this big boost, you want to collaborate and gather those testimonies and make sure that they're visible to new and seasoned leaders. You don't tell, I need you guys to hear me really quickly as we're about to open up the chat. And I need you guys to tell me what you're getting out of this. Let me explain something to you. I watch trends in the back office. See, I run my business like a real business. And I look at trends. I look at the projections, and I also study the human behavior. I need you guys to understand that when, especially at the end of the month, and when you have huge amounts of people who got promoted or what have you, it's your job to look back in that back office and try to touch as many people who didn't get promoted and make sure that you have a conversation with them earlier on, whether it's in a big chat or whether you're creating things to create some synergy. People will raise their hands and then now say, hey, I'm ready to go to the next level. And those are the people that you work with, you nurture, you invite them out, and you make sure that they're plugged in. But if you are a leader and you are not plugging people into the mainframe and making sure that they have the highest level of involvement, which gives them the highest chance of success, you are becoming an obstacle for your team, not a solution. And it will now hinder or slow down the big boost to your business. So if you want big boosts and you're saying, you know what, I need to have some understanding about balancing my organization, that is definitely a compensation plan issue. But if you're getting what I'm sharing and if you understand what I'm talking about, I need you to holler at me this morning, press star the number one, come in the queue. It's your time to shine. Good morning. Good morning. We got someone in the queue here. Good morning. Who's out there?
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good. This is Marquisha Smith out of Tampa, Florida. This particular subject is definitely something that I need. So I'm glad that I got a chance to plug in early this week and make sure that I was on this call. So that big boost is something that I have definitely been looking for. So like you said, I was getting agents and they would come in and I got this idea that, okay, well, you know, if I'm organized and if I, you know, schedule some team meetings with them and if I make sure that, you know, I'm doing what I feel is necessary, then they would stick around. But the reality is, to your point, I wasn't necessarily plugging them into the main training system that we offer, and I think I did them an injustice, and really that's, I think, what stopped them from being a part of the business. I spent so much time preaching about how important it is to go to training, and that was something that I do very well. I'm at every training that is in, I'm capable of getting to. But I fail at getting my agents to those trainings. And my husband tells me best, I think I always make excuses for people. If the training is 5 states away, I always assume, well, I don't want to ask them to do that. They just signed up. They just paid their money. I feel bad to now ask them to go and spend money to be trained. And it's such a contradiction as I sit here and think about it, because here I am. I spent my money, and I'm at every training that I can make it to. And not only I'm not going to the trainings in my state. I'm going to every training. I'm paying for the hotel rooms, and it's like I expect something or I expect results from them, but the same kind of results I'm having, but I don't want them to do the same things that I'm doing. And I now realize why I am failing at getting these people to just be consistent. They'll come in, we'll start the process, I'll get them rolling, and then something happens and they just kind of fall off. It's clear that the training, and that's the one thing that is consistent, none of them have been to an actual training. Now, they've been to the Marquisha training where, I sent them to an overview, and I sent them to the back office, and I say, hey, join Nicola's call, and I say, hey, we got a nightly call at 9 p.m., and I just realized now that it's just not enough. Like, that overview, while it's great, it doesn't provide training. It doesn't give you the things that, your boot camp or SOS or Synergy, all of these awesome trainings, all the things that I learned, because my business really took off when I started committing to training. And so it's like I'm expecting less of them, and I'm willing to do it all, but I'm expecting that they still produce. So I definitely have to change that.
Listen, let me tell you something, Marquisha. You are growing into a stellar leader. I mean, you're nailing it right on the head, okay? And you have to pay attention to the percentage. There is a direct correlation to your percentage of growth in your business to how many people on your team attend training with you. And that comes from the leaders edifying the big system, edifying the bigger picture, edifying. You got to take people out of their neighborhood. You got to take them, because let me tell you something, even traveling to training, you guys don't understand what that does to a person's psyche, that they were able to step outside of their box. Some of them, the furthest they drive every day is to work and home. For them to even go to the other side of town for an overview is an inconvenience. But when you can take someone and they can get on a plane or train or a car and take them out of their city, now you stretch them. Now you stretch their whole idea, their abilities, their idea of possibilities for them, and it brings big boosts. There's time when my team and I, we will go to different cities together, even for non-company trainings together. And there is a commitment level there to those level of leaders, in case you want people to ride or die with you, in case you want people who see the vision, who understand. These things are extremely important. Plugging them into the mainframe is bigger than you. The resources are there to support your growth. And one of the biggest assets you have are other winners on your team, other winners in your company. It's one thing to do an overview and say, hey, this person is winning, this was happening. But when they now can see that person on a stage, it moved from the overview, they saw a testimony, and now they actually saw that person in an event, and they were standing next to them or talking to them or what have you. It takes it to a whole nother stratosphere. And we're talking about giving your business big boosts. When they can be a part of a main community, we have a huge Facebook community, and inside that Facebook community, people are able to see every promoted. And when they see that, that's the perfect time to make your call or do your clarion call for who's next, who you want to be worked with. Because I'm telling you, something is boiling up in those people. They're watching, and they're saying, I want to go to the next level. But you know what? I haven't been plugged in. I haven't been doing the right thing. And this is the perfect time for you to say, who wants to go to the next level? I'm game if you are. I'm ready if you are. No, people say, yeah, you want to work with who's working, but timing and positioning is everything in network marketing. You don't know if when they started, that wasn't the right time, but now something has happened to squeeze them where now they're ready, but the clearing call never goes out. They're never plugged in to where they'll reach out. I can't tell you that when we'll put out things like we've had the largest growth income, you have leaders that are call out the woodwork saying, Cola, I'm ready to work right now. Because they're plugged in. They see that growth is happening in, with or without them, around them. So the door must always stay open, guys. We're talking about the big boost to your business and balance. You need to go in your back office. Every call is not about, you know, rah-rah and make you feel good. This is business. Sometimes you got to get grounded, and you need to treat it like a business. Go in your back office. Pay attention. Go deep. Tap root. You trained on tap root. And if you don't, you can get my Power of 10X training that talks about how I find superstar leaders, and then now you rise up leaders that are deep in your organization and light a fire under a whole leg that might seem like it was going dead. There's always someone. I look at a leg, and they're like, oh, no one's there. I'll say, no, it has to be someone in there that wants to work. That is just my philosophy. There has to be one person in there. We just don't know. We got to send out the clarion call. We got to actually put out the invitation. Inviting don't stop once you get people in your business. The invitation must always be happening in your business. The invitation for people to join, the invitation for people to go to the next level, the invitation for people to push themselves to the next level, the invitation must always be happening. So I'm inviting you today, go in your back office and start building that balance, because you don't even know which leg. The leg that looked like it may be strong right now, go back to that Ecclesiastes in chapter 11, that leg that looked like it may be strong, you don't know what might happen. A broken leg can happen. A broken wing can happen. But you always should be developing more leaders. Never put all your eggs in one basket. And when you understand this concept, you'll always be building big, booming business. You want to boost? Implement what we talked about on today. Bless you guys.